Richard Parker sees victory from Andy Street by 1,500 votes. The party also stormed victory in London, with Sadiq Khan securing an historic third term in office. Dame Andrea Jenkins, a Conservative who previously submitted a letter of no confidence in him, would like to see Boris Johnson make a comeback.
Look how wonderful it was, you know, Boris campaigning in these elections. I thought it was wonderful to see that.
Gosh,
it's still got a pull, and it's still got a pull in my area. It's still on the doorstep, people say to me, we're saddened that Boris is no longer on the front line of politics.
Child has died after a house fire in Bradford. A woman and three children who were in the property at the time of the blaze are being treated in hospital. Israeli Prime Minister has ruled out a ceasefire in Gaza, saying Hamas is still a threat to his country.
We are not ready to accept a situation in which the Hamas battalions come out of their bunkers, take control of Gaza again, rebuild their military infrastructure, and return to threatening the citizens of Israel in the surrounding settlements.
Benjamin Netanyahu has been speaking as negotiations continue in Cairo today. Hamas wants support in the fighting in exchange for the release of Israeli hostages, which has been refused. A candlelit vigil has been held for a teenager who was stabbed in northeast London earlier this week. Daniel Adjarin, who was 14, was attacked on his way to school. Four others were injured. In sport, two of the afternoon's Premier League clashes are just getting underway. Victory for Aston Villa at Brighton will secure Champions League qualification for Unai Emery's side if Spurs then lose to Liverpool later. And Madonna's celebration tour has ended with a huge concert on Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro. Over 1.6 million people are reported to have attended the free performance. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Max.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello, hello everyone. Vicky Michelle here with some more Vix Mix on Phoenix 98FM. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined by the fabulous Tony Smith. How are you, Tony?
Yeah, very good. I'm in a good mood because it's sunny outside. It was sunny. It's just disappeared, isn't it? Look.
Well, that's because we're inside. When we go out, the sun will light up. And
so.
Thank you, Tony, for my mic cover. This is the brightest pink mic cover ever. Because usually they're falling apart.
It's very bright.
It's a very pretty one.
It is pretty, unlike me. It's normally like the flesh-coloured one, isn't it?
I know, and also that last song, Pedro.
Yeah.
Pedro. I had found it very difficult to learn the lyrics to that. Pedro.
That's the karaoke song everyone can sing, isn't it?
Pedro. I'm going a bit dizzy now. I think we should play Dizzy.
Why?
Ollie Alexander.
There's a place where we break the line. Make it a circle redefined. Beautiful gardens, eternal flowers. kisses. Will you take my hand and spin me round and round until the moment never ends?
That was Dizzy, Ollie Alexander, 2024, written by Oliver Alexander Thornton and Daniel Hall. And I'm playing it because Ollie will be performing at this at the Eurovision Song Contest in Sweden next Saturday. It's peaked in the UK charts at number 42 so far. And this is the 68th Eurovision Song Contest. So good luck, Ollie. Semi-finals will take place in Malmo, Sweden. And they will be hosted by Scott Mills and Rylan on BBC One and Richie Anderson on BBC Radio 2. The final's on Saturday, the 11th of May, with Graham Norton commentating. He's always fabulous, isn't he?
Yeah, it'd be good, be good.
And how about this? Because she is truly fabulous. Dame Joanna Lumley confirmed as the jury spokesperson delivering our panel's voting results.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah. I mean, she is amazing.
I like that. I like the panels when they come on. Some of them really hog the mic, don't they, when they go to each person.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not, give us your points. Give us your points.
Yeah, I'm not coming off. You know? This is my chance.
Hello, Bob Speedon. have a good time. And let's get to the points.
Well, if it was me, I wouldn't come off.
Yeah, no. Nor me. I'll be here for hours.
You will be on. So, but also it's a huge week for Ollie because he made his debut on EastEnders this week, arriving in Walford to catch up with his old friend Johnny Carter in the Queen Vic. And producer Chris Clenshaw claims he heard Ollie was a huge EastEnders fan, and this is like the perfect opportunity to invite him to appear on the show. And Ollie is also a huge Eurovision fan, so it's difficult to know what he's more excited about. But not only that, do you know what he's been awarded, Tony?
No.
The Gold Blue Peter Badge this
Ooh,
week.
Are they still around? Wow.
Well, you
well,
can't
must
get,
be.
You can't, exactly, you can't get better than that.
And, put it on eBay.
But it's lovely watching EastEnders because they celebrate every year. And last year it was Cheryl Baker. And this year marks ABBA's 50th anniversary win with Waterloo.
Yeah, that's it's going to be a big, big night.
Yeah, they said the current bookies' favourites are Croatia and Switzerland. No, it's Great Britain.
It's hard to know, isn't it? I mean, the only good thing is Ollie has got quite a big fan base.
Yes, he has.
And not just in this country, you know, from his days and years as well. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people in Europe know him. So it gives us a bit of a fighting chance.
Because he's a
know.
Great actor and, you know, lots of his series are just so popular. So, yeah, hopefully. And he's a great performer.
Yeah,
he's probably going to be over the top, which is always good.
Which is good in this competition.
It is. Not that we ever go over the top, do
we? No, you never see me dressing up.
Oh, yeah, like, can't wait. Cheryl Baker being ushered, talking about her. I met her this week at the Glass of Bubbly Awards. Well, you know, did we want to go to celebrate with all this champagne?
Who would not want to go to the Glass of
Bubbly Awards?
Yeah.
And it's Chris Walkie. He said he'll come in and bring some champagne. And let's take it. We should do that on air.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
And talk, yeah, that'd be great. And and it was really funny because it's champagne, you know, made in the method of champagne or champagne regions like this. There's lots of different countries and some great bottles. And he'd... the person that was working on his stall, whatever you call them, they said, oh, yes, this pink one, but this was French. He said, yes, this pink one came top in the world. I said, oh, what, just the world? Like, not just France or anything? So I went over to the chap who was French and said, oh, I must congratulate you on winning the world with your, you know, rosé, hoping he's going to give me a free bottle. And... And I spoke with a French. Oh, I must congratulate you because of, he said, oh, you speak French. I went, yes, just like this. He got really confused. But thank God the other chaps knew about hello, hello. But yeah, we had a great time. And what was I going to say about? Oh, yes. And Joanna Lumley. I think it's fantastic that she's working on that. And yeah. And she's such a lovely lady because it was her birthday recently as well. And also, she was married to Jeremy Lloyd, who co-wrote Hello, Hello.
Oh, right.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. I love her voice. She's got...
It's very plummy, but yes, it's very nice. She's great. And but she was married, but not for long. But she still came to the funeral and everything. Yeah, okay. Gorgeous lady. Okay, so I'm looking forward to seeing her. So what shall I play next? You like this one?
I like this one, yeah.
Because we're going to do
old
it.
One.
Oh, yeah. We were having a what-off. That's your clue. Okay, everyone, let's listen to Crazy Horses, the Osmonds. Crazy Horses, the Osmonds, 1972. It was written by Alan Merrill and Wayne Osmond. It was UK number 2. And I'm playing it for Merrill Osmond's birthday, which was on the 30th of April. And Merrill was the original lead singer of the Osmonds. But this one actually was Jay Osmond sang the lead on this, which was very rare. And he was joined by Donnie and Alan, who co-sang. But he took the lead on that. But Merrill takes over the chorus on this track. In all, the boys have produced 47 platinum and gold records, for the most amount of gold records in a single year. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. They had their own studio as well, didn't they? They were massive back then.
And in recent times, Merrill has established himself as a solo performer. And it's 2 years since Merrill gave his last performance on American Soul, which his brother Donnie.
Yeah, the other one, the little lad.
Johnny, there's no Johnny.
No. Who's the one that done that? Long haired lava from the Liverpool.
The little one. On the 16th of April. Yeah, it was his birthday recently. Yeah.
I remember they had because they had the Jacksons had a cartoon series out. Yeah. And then the Osmonds also had a cartoon series out in America where they all...
Two families. Yeah, brilliant. Vying. But they're both really successful. Merrill will be making his Farewell Serenity UK tour appearances here in September. That should be good.
Yeah, it'll be good.
And The Crazy Horse is actually a song about air pollution. Did you know that?
No, I wouldn't have... I thought it was about the sea, because you've got the sea horses.
Yeah, The Crazy Horses. Yeah. It was a bit like that ad, wasn't it, for Old Spice.
Yeah, yeah.
But No, it's about air pollution and the crazy horses being the cars. See, horsepower.
Oh,
get
right.
It? Get it?
Yeah.
It is. Okay, and generating exhaust fumes. So to get the... And to get the crazy horses sound, the band used a Yamaha organ and a wall of Marshall speakers. We just did it on air.
Who needs all that application?
Who needs? You
when you've got the pink mic colour.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, vibrant pink. If you, well, you obviously can't see it, but it's vibrant. Cerise, would you say that?
Yes, it's very.
It's very pretty. Thank you, Tony. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Vix Mix on Phoenix 98 FM, the Vicky Michelle and the fabulous Tony Smith. Should we do an Elvis number?
Oh, can't wait to do the Elvis.
This is Always On My Mind.
Quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. You were always on my mind. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm so sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Tell me that your sweet love hasn't died. Done. I just never took the time. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine.
That was Always On My Mind, Elvis Presley, 1972. Written by Wayne Carsten, Mark James and Johnny Christopher. Was UK number 9.
Yeah, brilliant.
Elvis came by it when one of his bodyguards handed him the song straight from the recording studio. Elvis recorded this just a few weeks later after he had separated from Priscilla, so the lyrics were considered very pertinent at the time. And it was released 7 months later and was the most commercially successful of the three releases that year. Willie Nelson also recorded this song 10 years later in 82.
Yeah, the album was called Separate Ways. It was off the album, wasn't it?
Yeah. And Yeah, well, you know everything about Elvis because you keep subjecting your son to it in the car.
Bless him.
Bless him. But Willie Nelson recorded it, and it became a popular version in the USA and won him a Grammy. And it's since been a big hit for the Pet Shop Boys.
Yes, Pet Shop Boys done it, didn't they?
And talking of Willie Nelson, it was his birthday on the 29th of April, so I think we'll play one of his songs. And this is him with the supergroup, the Highwaymen. It is Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Well, an old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon the ridge he rested as he went along his way. Red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged sky, and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire, and their hooves were steel. Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear rolled through him as they thundered through the skies. He saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. That hurt, but he ain't caught them yet. Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on the horses snorting fire, as they ride on to hear their cry.
As the riders passed on by him, I heard one call his name.
Burl Haggard,
you want to save your soul from hell while riding on our range? Well, then, cowboy, change your ways today, or will it be? Try and catch the devil turd across these endless skies. We lost a yippee there.
Ghost riders in the sky.
Ghost Riders in the Sky, the Highwaymen, 1992. And the Highwaymen consisted of Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings and Chris Christopherson. They were heralded as the country supergroup, and they took their name from their most famous song, Highwayman. And they played together from 85 to 95 and also starred in a film together called Stagecoach. Obviously, I'm playing it for Willie Nelson's birthday, but Willie is one of the main figures responsible for creating the music genre outlaw country. That's what it's referred to.
Yeah.
Outlaw country.
It's a brilliant track.
It is a brilliant track. But in 1980, Willie's Nashville home was destroyed by fire and lost with it over 100 previously unheard songs waiting to be recorded. Well, that's sad. He is still touring. He is still touring now. Currently in the USA, how old do you think he is?
Blimey. It's got to be about 78.
91.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
91. Unbelievable. But you were going, I know this song. This I've heard this song.
Yeah.
And it was covered by...
Yeah, it was the more modern version of from the Blues Brothers.
That was it.
Covered this, and the Blues Brothers Band, which are a real band. I've seen the Blues Brothers Band as well. And this was from the second film, because they had the same sort of Funky Nassu as well was on the soundtrack.
And they had a whip in it.
Yeah, they got the whip.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I did it better earlier. It's a whip-off. That was better.
They cracked the whip during on the stage during the performance. The Blues Brothers one's a good, but it's a good version.
It's a really
well.
Good, yeah. But more pacey.
Yeah, a little bit more pacey. Yeah.
Okay, let's play a Manfred Mann's Earth Band number. This is Blinded by the Light. Blinded by the Light, Manfred Mann's Earth Band, 1976, written by Bruce Springsteen in 72, was UK number 6. And I'm playing it for Manfred Mann's bassist, Klaus Voormann. And it was his birthday on the 29th of April. Klaus was originally a sessions musician who had a long association with the Beatles. Well, you can't get better than that, can you, Tony?
No, absolutely.
And he played on a number of their tracks. And he also played with the likes of the Plastic Ono Band, Carly Simon, Lou Reed, Eric Clapton and Harry Nilsson. an accomplished artist, he actually designed the Beatles' Revolver record cover.
All right.
Not a lot of people knew that, Tom.
No, I didn't know that.
You do? But you know everything, Tom.
A lot of things, but I'm pretty terrible on album covers, in particular.
No, but he's an artist. You know, like, you wouldn't associate the two. So he sells some of his work, which is really interesting. And he also did the record cover of the Beatles anthology. And he did some of George Harrison's solo record covers. He also designed artwork for the Bee Gees, Wet, 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 and Harry Nilsson. So very a talented player.
Yeah, you don't see it as much nowadays with the great album covers. But I suppose because it's everything digital now, you don't have as much physical presence on the when you buy the product.
Yeah, they should, though. I mean, they obviously went, oh, who's going to do the cover?
Yeah.
And then Klaus has gone, I do a bit of painting. I'll do it.
So you used to get, like, years ago, you used to get your vinyl record, and sometimes you'd have, like, posters in it and little bits of information, not loads in there. Mm. You know, and of course, you'd lose all that fun now with just having to download it, and that's it. But
boring. I think that's why they brought the LPs back.
Yeah, they're making
the vinyls, because
big comeback.
I think people want to... They want to hold something, don't they? It's like, this is my record.
Yeah, and you can pass it on.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got loads of old ones. Louise might not want them. That's the trouble.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's play a Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell number. You're All I Need to Get By.
Took one look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
I threw away my pride, I'll sacrifice for you, dedicate my life to you. I'll go where you lead,
come on, baby.
Always there in time of need.
For you, I'll do baby. Stand by it like a tree, and dare anybody to move me.
All in you, I found strength where I was torn down. Don't know what's in store. Together we can open any door.
Just baby,
it's good for you.
Come on, darling,
and inspire you.
That was You're All I Need to Get By, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. 1968 was UK number 10, and I'm playing it for what would have been Tammy Terrell's birthday, which would have been on the 29th of April, one of the last songs Marvin Gaye recorded with his duet partner. The duo were renowned for their heartfelt duets together, although she was never linked romantically to Gaye. Tammy did, however, this is classic. You're waiting for this one, Tony.
Yeah.
Okay. Tammy did, however, announce her engagement to David Ruffin of The Temptations live on stage in 1965, only to find out later he was already married with children and had another girlfriend as well.
Whoa!
Whoops.
Naughty David Ruffin.
Yes.
I mean, how embarrassing.
Yeah, pretty embarrassing.
He gave an impromptu final performance singing this song with Marvin Gaye at the Apollo Theatre, New York, in 1969. Gaye spotted her in the audience, rushed to her side, and they did the duet together and got a standing ovation. So they should.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just offered Tony a sing-off, so he had to do Marvin Gaye.
That would have been hard, wouldn't it?
I would have done Tammy Terrell. But then we thought, maybe not. Okay, this is a good one, Tony. It's, if you... It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Duke Ellington and his orchestra and the fabulous Ella Fitzgerald.
Don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do-wah, 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 do-wah. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. Do-wah, 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 do-wah. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Give that rhythm everything you've got. Oh,
it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Duke Ellington and his orchestra and the fabulous Ella Fitzgerald, 1965, playing it for what would have been Duke Ellington's birthday on the 29th of April. Duke reportedly wrote the music for this during the intervals of a jazz concert he was playing in at Lincoln Tavern.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Just amazing. Rattled it off, you know. And it was one of the earliest examples of the music genre which became known as swing. Duke Ellington's real name was Edward Ellington. He earned his nickname, the Duke, because of his fine manners and the smart way he liked to dress. But he wrote his first song at the age of 14 called Soda Pop Rag because he was working as a soda pop seller at the time. And he went on to work as a freelance sign painter. And whenever he was asked to paint a sign for a party or a dance, he asked if they had musical entertainment and offered to play for them. Good idea.
Yeah, why not?
Entrepreneur. As a result, he began assembling a dance band. By the time he reached his mid-20s, he and his band had risen to fame with regular gigs at the Cotton Club in Harlem. And the rest is history. He also recorded this song with Louis Armstrong. And also, it was a favourite with Dame Cleo Lane. And I met her. I was so excited to meet her when we put a blue plaque up for her husband, Sir Johnny Dankworth, in Hyams Park. And she does an amazing, I mean, gorgeous lady. And
yeah.
She does an amazing version of this. In fact, you were doing a bit of scat there, weren't
you? I was, yeah.
Because that was go for it, Tom.
Yabba dabba doo, lubba dabba doo, yabba dabba dabba, yabba dabba dabba, yabba dabba dabba.
No, no, no. don't give up the day job, Tony.
I know.
And you sounded like Fred Flintstone.
Yeah.
The yabba dabba do.
Oh, okay, Fred.
But not a lot of people know this, Tone. But Marilyn Monroe was instrumental in helping Ella expand her career. She called the owner of Macambo, a hugely popular nightclub in Hollywood, and asked him to let Ella sing there. Marilyn knew the owner well, and the favour proved very productive. Well, that was really nice of Marilyn.
Yeah, yeah.
And, well, I did play Marilyn Monroe in a play called Hello, Norma Jean. But I had to play... Actually, I played up. Because I was playing up. It was 80. She was 80 at the time, and then she was looking back at her. But it was such a brilliant show. And then she went back in time. And, yeah, it was just a great show. Such a privilege to play her. And Ella went on to sing at Carnegie Hall 26 times through her career.
Ooh.
Amazing. Okay, should we do a James Brown?
Yes.
Are you ready to boogie, Tony?
I'm ready. Can we dance
this is
shoes?
Papa's got a brand new bag. Some moves there, Tom. Papa's got a brand new bag. James Brown, 1965, playing it for what would have been James Brown's birthday, which would have been on the 3rd of May. And once recorded, Brown sliced off most of the intro and sped the song up to get it played on pop radio. The rest of the song, parts 2 and 3, were put on the flip side. And this was a new sound for James Brown, and he followed it up with I Feel Good, because originally I think this one was about 7 minutes long. So he split it into three groups.
Yeah, and that was a really short one. It was just under 2 minutes.
Yeah, so it could be played on radio.
Radio, yeah.
Yeah, clever guy. But not a lot of people know this time. But Brown would wander around his band of musicians, hum a couple of bars or tap out a rhythm to them all, then go straight to record no matter what time of day. And if the musician couldn't give Brown what he wanted, he was fired on the spot.
Yeah.
That's a bit mean.
Yeah, it's hard work, isn't it?
And having fired one of his musicians, Brown's producer asked Brown where he thought he'd get a replacement in the middle of the night. Brown looked round the room and pointed to one of the other musicians he just sacked.
Yeah, he'll do.
And said, fire him.
Yeah. You're hired.
You're hired. He must have been difficult to work with. Great songs, though. Yeah. I can forgive him. Okay, let's play a Buck Spears number. This is If You Can't Stand the Heat.
Don't wanna tell me why.
That was If You Can't Stand the Heat, Buck Spears, 1982, was UK number 10, playing it for singer Jay Aston's birthday, which is on the 4th of May. Jay comes from a showbiz family, and in addition to her singing, she's also trained dancer and actress. And she appeared in sitcoms Citizen Smith and To the Manor Born, to name but a few, and or a couple. The video for this song depicts a day in the life of Buck Spears, starting with Jay oversleeping before joining the group for rehearsals. Yeah, it's a really nice, actually, video. And the performance was especially shot at the Shaftesbury Theatre, London, with this performance was especially shot at the Shaftesbury London with an audience made up of fan club members. They've got a huge fan club.
Yeah, they have, yeah.
Yeah, keep banging out. And Buck Spears were Cheryl Baker, Jay Aston, Mike Nolan and Bobby G. They formed in 81 and won the Eurovision Song Contest. Three of the original members are still going out together, Jay Aston, Cheryl Baker and Mike Nolan, and they've renamed themselves as The Fizz. I went to see them recently. They were brilliant.
Yeah.
Banged out, O2, you know. So, and they've just announced there's going to be a new musical about the original Bucks Fizz. That's going to be great in London's West End.
Yeah, yeah. They've got a Facebook page. So it's just called The Fizz.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be out at the end of the year. So I want to go and see. I wonder, are they going to be playing themselves?
Could be.
Ooh. Yeah.
Watch this space, as
absolutely, and The Fizz are currently touring the UK. Well, I'll be seeing Cheryl because I've got my patron's lunch next week, so I won't be here to do the radio show next week. Are you going to miss me, Tom?
Yes, I'm going
to
miss you.
I don't want you to get withdrawal symptoms, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Say hello
to
Cheryl.
No, you're pine for me. Okay. And Jay is a fellow Lady Rattling, and I've just been made patron of the Lady Rattlings, which is a great honour. And there's quite a lot of celebrities coming: Rick Wakeman, Anne Hegarty, Cheryl Baker, Sue Pollard, Christopher Biggins, John D. Collins, Kirsten Cook, Richard Gibson, Herr Flick, Linda Reagan, Brian Murphy, Rosemarie, Anita Harris, John Altman, Fraser Hines, two names, just a few. So I've got loads of mates coming, which is going to be really lovely. Oh, and Francesca Gonshaw just rang me before and said she's going to. So that's lovely. So I'm looking forward to that. So sorry, I'm going to miss you all. And we'll meet up the next week, the week after.
We'll again.
Don't know when. Don't know when. Okay. I think you've got. Yeah, that was really good. You really felt that, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. Should we play that?
Yes.
Can you feel it, the Jacksons?
Sisters, so we know how.
Now tell me, can you feel it?
That was Can You Feel It? The Jacksons, 1981, written by Michael Jackson and Jackie Jackson, was UK number 6, playing it for Jackie Jackson's birthday, which was on the 4th of May. He is the eldest of the Jackson brothers, born on his mother's birthday, the 21st. There were 6 brothers and 3 sisters in all. That's a lot of children.
Yeah.
And Jackie's the oldest of the Jackson brothers, born and he currently works as a music producer for numerous artists. Lead vocals on this track are Michael and Randy Jackson. Yeah, because Randy Jackson, he wasn't a Jackson, was he?
By name, no. Yeah.
No, he just had the same name, yeah. But they weren't brothers. A 9-minute video accompanied this track when it was first released, called The Triumph. It pretty much was. It deemed as iconic, ahead of its time for special effects. It was created by Robert Abel and Associates, responsible for the film Tron. They were such exciting times for videos back in the day.
Yeah, Tron was an amazing film, wasn't it? About the little game, which was great. Randy Jackson had his own career as well, completely separate. Yeah.
And really successful. And the current Jacksons are now touring America and will visit the UK for a series of concerts from July to September. That'd be good.
Yeah, they're still touring. That would be amazing if you're a fan of them. I don't know if it's been announced, you know, where the actual venues and gigs are, and hopefully there won't be the one in Manchester.
Big ones. Whoppers.
Yeah. Not the Manchester
one. Not the place that hasn't opened yet.
No. That keeps failing. Yeah,
keeps failing.
That's awful, isn't it? Yeah, hopefully they'll get that sorted soon.
Yeah. They must be losing money. End over this. Anyway, this is Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Tony Smith. Shall we do some shout-outs for our listeners?
Yes.
Who have you got?
I've got Anthony Morris. Hello to you. Martin Slate, Neil Howell, Robert Nowak, Kevin Butcher, Mark Tatum, Thomas Stacey, Rob Hart, Malcolm Measures, Max Schreck, I think that is, Lee Herbert, Mike Welsh, Andrew Lowe, Lloyd Reed, Stephen Ainsworth, Rocky Cowenberg, I think that is, Carl Fox, Dougie Mason, Martin Pullman, Dougie Whelans, Jessica Davis, Matt Lynch, Sparks Johnson, I think that's maybe Chris Reed, Cry Reed, Peter Clifford, Richard Flood, Martin Swift, Bob Tompkins, Graham Nightingale, Pavel Ryba, and Doc Johnson. Hello, Doc Johnson.
Okay, and I've got some birthday messages. Gracie, the lovely Gracie, she's 90 today. Congratulations. Happy birthday also to Kelly, my niece-in-law. It's her birthday today. And my gorgeous friend, Patty Boulay. It was her birthday on the 3rd, but I think she's celebrating today because she's been working. 999 would like me to wish her happy birthday for the 4th of May. And Bangura Lee would like a message of happy birthday for the 6th of May. Also, I've got messages from John Courtier, my weekly highlight coming up. Have a great, always fun show. Thanks, John. Vernon Watts, I'll be looking. Tony Housden, love the way you put on a Friday. That's my real accent. What are you talking about? David Barnshaw, anything for you, Vicky. Ronald East, I hope one day that I may have a chat with you. It would make my day. Your show on the radio is lovely jubbly. Bless you. Thank you. Thanks, Ronald. Ken Wiseman, I'll be there. Lexi Allen, it's been a long week. Can't wait for the show. Peter Dawson, enjoy the show. Lawrence Weiss, awesome. Last week's show was amazing. See, that's how good are you, Tom?
Oh, thank you.
And Charlie Osbaldist-Sitton, excited as always. Always love listening to your show on a Sunday. William South will have a fantastic show. Ian Doran, have a fantastic bank holiday weekend. Suzuki Guy, looking forward to Allo Allo, starting from the beginning again on this Sunday. Did you know that, Anthony?
I'm going to start recording from episode one.
Yes, but you have not been looking at it.
No, I have been on other things at the moment.
I know. Like, are you being served?
That, I'm just about to start that. I'm just finishing again. Mission Impossible.
Yeah, I know.
The original, obviously, series.
See, they were doing that last week.
Yeah, but I thought they finished, but they had a couple more. They just go on and on. Back then, they had, like, the episodes was, like, rather than, like, 7 or 8, they're, like, 20. I think I got up to 27 just on episode 2. It just goes on forever. So I think I'm at the last one. So
I'm going to test you when you start watching Allo Allo. Right, what was it about, Andrew? Okay. Nine, so happy weekend. Me and my drums, good luck with the show. William Tustin, 53, good luck. And lovely comments from Miza Feeds, Mark Hunter, Arta Orlik, Raymond Duzikowski, Craig Pilling, Conan the Librarian, love that. John Alting, Felix Langenfeld, Lloyd Reed, Stuart Webster, David Hardy, Steve Sheldon, Andrew Bolton, Erica Seller, Christopher Carlson, Martin Paulman, Andy Davis, Mikey and Kenneth Plews. Thank you all, you fabulous people.